With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has delivered a victory for environmentalists in the battle over the regulation of forever chemicals known as PFAS. The court ruled Tuesday that state regulators can force landowners to clean up emerging pollutants such as PFAS before they are officially designated as hazardous substances. The ruling from the liberal-controlled court is a defeat for the state's powerful group representing businesses and manufacturers, which had argued the state could not enforce regulations on substances before they were officially designated as hazardous. It's the latest development in a years-long battle involving regulators, environmentalists, politicians, and businesses over how to deal with PFAS contamination. Wisconsin has the highest death rate as a result of falls by older adults. It's 5 times higher than the lowest state. The data does not make clear why older adults in Wisconsin are more likely to die from slips and falls than those in other states. As WXPR's Katie Thorson reports, regardless of the reasons, it's a good reminder to take steps to avoid falls.
As an Aging and Disability Resource Center specialist for Oneida County, Jennifer Sackett has heard all kinds of reasons an older adult has fallen.
It could be vision loss. It could be, not wearing good shoes, wearing, slippers or flip-flops or something that don't have a back on them. There's poor lighting. There's just tons and tons of reasons why people fall.
With so many reasons, there's not just one thing people can do to prevent slips and falls. Sackett recommends first and foremost staying active. Doing balance and strength exercises can go a long way. Then there's fall-proofing your home. Things like adding grab bars in bathrooms, using non-skid mats or tape. Make sure you have and use good lighting, and put away or remove trip hazards.
Get rid of those throw rugs. I know people have heard it before, but it's really true. Get rid of the throw rugs.
Sackett knows it can be hard for older adults to recognize that their bodies can't do all the things they once did. She strongly encourages people that need them to use things like canes or walkers to maintain their balance, or a grabber stick to avoid having to get on a chair or ladder to grab things up high.
It's not giving up, it's just being safe. So something, if you're really not good at, don't have that balance and stability, it really is a good idea. Because if you fall down and hurt yourself, break a hip, break a leg, it's going to lay you up for a long time. And some people don't ever really fully recover from that.
ADRC offers an 8-week-long fall prevention program called Stepping On. It's open to those 60 and older and is free, but accepts donations. We also have a link to some resources at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
Support for local health coverage on WXPR is brought to you in part by a grant from the Rhinelander Health Foundation. A man died after being hit on Highway 29 in Wausau. Wausau police had responded to a report of a person lying in the westbound lane of the highway around 11:30 Monday night. When officers arrived, the man claimed to have a gun and began running. He crossed into the eastbound lane where he was hit and killed. Two people in the vehicle that hit the man had minor injuries. The Oneida County Board needs to find someone to fill a vacant county board seat in the town of Woodruff. The District 16 seat was previously held by Mike Timmons, who died earlier this year. The seat represents Wards 1 and 2 in the town of Woodruff. Those who want to fill the seat need to send a letter of interest to the Oneida County Clerk. You need to include contact information, background data, experiences, and an explanation for how you would expect to represent your constituents. The person appointed will fill the remainder of a term that expires at the end of April of next year. They say deadlines make deals, but with 1 week to go until the current state budget expires, it's looking more and more like current levels will continue past July 1st. Governor Tony Evers spoke in Wausau Tuesday.
I think there is going to be action, but I can't guarantee it's going to be done by this weekend.
Evers says that doesn't mean people should feel defeated.
I was talking to one of the leaders this morning, and I think there is going to be action.
Both Evers and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss confirmed budget negotiations were held Tuesday morning. If a new spending plan is not in place by July 1st, current spending and tax levels will continue until a new budget is signed. Streets in downtown Rhinelander are getting a fresh coat of paint this week. That means parking is not allowed between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. through Friday morning. No parking signs have been posted. Those that need to park overnight can use the Anderson Municipal Lot along Courtney Street. You can find a list of streets being painted on the Rhinelander City website. As the Trump administration considers a major overhaul of the nation's leading disaster relief agency, a new poll shows the majority of Americans think the government should help impacted communities. Kathleen Shannon reports.
The May poll from Pew Research Center shows more than 75% of Americans say it's a good idea for the government to set stricter building standards for new constructions in places at high risk of extreme weather, including floods, major wildfires, and droughts. And it found 64% think government should provide financial assistance for communities to rebuild after an event. Senior researcher Brian Kennedy with the center says support for those ideas crosses party lines.
Large shares of Democrats and Republicans say that it's a good idea to set stricter building standards in these communities. And similarly, majorities say it's a good idea for the government to provide financial assistance for people in high-risk areas to rebuild.
This as Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem considers renaming or reforming the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, after she ended the Building Resilient Infrastructure and Communities program in April. According to the National Centers for Environmental Information, there were 27 climate disasters in the U.S. that caused at least $1 billion in damages last year, making it the fourth costliest year on record. I'm Kathleen Shannon.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.